Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing else with you.
coming back to where we start. When I first felt your love, you're all that matters, Jesus. You're all that matters. Coming back to what really matters, just your heart. Just wanna bless your heart, Jesus. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. Never wanna leave. And oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. And more than anything that you can do, oh, I just want you.
If you just want God, you're in the right place on tonight. This is Faith on the Line. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. Welcome, 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 everybody. Thank you for time. Thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. I will be leading you in prayer tonight. My name is Prophetess Stacy. You still have time to get on the phone lines if you need prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. I appreciate everybody that's online. I appreciate everybody that's listening through the podcast or listening on iTunes. But if you need prayer specifically, get on the phone line. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The song that I played for tonight to open us up was Nothing Else by Cody Carnes. With that being said, let's get right into it for tonight.
Tonight, on Faith on the Line, I would like to use for foundation in prayer 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 from the NIV. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, David's wife, watched from a window, and when she saw her husband, King David, leaping and dancing before the Lord, the Bible says she despised him in her heart. A little background here. The ark of the Lord was entering the city of David. And King David was so grateful for the victory. He was so grateful for the promotion that the Lord had given him. He was leaping and dancing before the Lord. He was giving the Lord all he had because he was grateful for the goodness of the Lord. And instead of his wife being in the spirit with him, leaping and dancing for the victory that they as a couple had obtained from the Lord, she was in the flesh. She got jealous when she looked and saw him dancing to the point that he danced out of his clothes. And there just happened to be some females standing around. Look, he wasn't touching the females. He wasn't doing anything out of order to the females. He was dancing before the Lord. And he danced out of his clothes. And for that, she despised him in her heart. She had insecurity about herself. And she despised him in her heart. And God told me to come to Faith on the Line tonight, just prior to Valentine's Day, to pray for couples that are holding something in their heart against each other. Like Michal, you might be holding hatred in your heart against your spouse. You might be holding unforgiveness in your heart against your spouse. You might be jealous of your spouse, or be holding jealousy, insecurity in your heart, and taking it out on your spouse. tonight, I pray that you let all those things go and really begin to love each other, really begin to get on one accord with each other, feel each other, be in the spirit together, be in the flesh together, be on one accord, be that couple that can walk in the same direction because you're in agreement, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you touch them, that you help them to release everything that they're holding against each other, whether it's old hurt or new hurt, God. Help them to release it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to let it go. Help them, Lord God, to overlook some things that they have seen, Lord God, in favor of believing the best of their spouse, Lord God. Help them to believe the best of their spouse, Lord God, until you prove otherwise, Lord God. Help them to believe, Lord God, without judgment, without criticism, without suspicion, Lord God. Help them to believe in one another once again. Renew their love back to the way that it used to be. Refresh them, Lord God, coming up to Valentine's Day. God, teach them how to love each other, not just on the 14th, but every day, Lord God. Help them to be a gift one to another, not just candy and flowers, but help them to be the gift one to the other, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to get it back the way that it used to be, Lord God. Touch and deliver, God, like only you can do, Lord God. Touch and deliver, Lord God. Let couples see you within the midst of their marriage, Lord God, and to remember that their marriage is to be unto you. They're not to look to Beyonce or Jay-Z or anybody else, Lord God, to pattern their marriage, Lord God. But help them, Lord God, to get into the word, to get into you, to get in your presence, and you will give them the answer for their marriage, Lord God. I pray on tonight that no marriage be like David and Michal. Because if you read in the text, Michal was barren for the rest of her life. And I truly believe the reason she was barren is because of all the stuff that she was holding in against her husband. She was never able to produce children because of all the stuff that she was holding in. Help that person listening under the sound of my voice to let it go so that they will not be barren, that they will not be dead in some areas where they need to be producing. Lord God, help them to let it go, that they may be able to release the anger, that they may be able, whatever they're holding against their spouse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help them to see each other with brand new eyes, God. I pray that you touch some couple's eyes tonight, Lord God, that they will see each other anew. Touch their hearts, Lord God, that they may feel for each other the way that they used to, Lord God. Touch and deliver like only you can do, God. Thank you for blessing them to come together and be on one accord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the text, David couldn't even bless his own house because he had blessed other houses. But when he got ready to bless his house, he walked into a trap. It was a trap because the minute he came through the door, she took his head off. She started accusing him of this and that with that female and this female. And for David, it was never about the females. He wasn't even thinking about the females, Lord God. Help spouses on tonight to be on one accord, that they may know the mindset of their husband, the mindset of their wife, to understand that my husband don't even think like that. My wife don't even think like that. She wouldn't do that because she don't think like that. He wouldn't do that because he don't think like that. Michal didn't know her husband well enough to know that that was not his mindset at this particular time. At this time, David was going all in for God. That's all it was about. He was going all in for God because God had went all in for him, gave him victory, and gave him promotion. Promotion that could have went to Saul, but he chose King David. And I don't care what nobody say, when God chooses you over somebody else, you should rejoice. You should give him glory. You should give him praise. Therefore, tonight I pray over every couple that's out of alignment. Help them to get into alignment. When their husband, when their wife is leaping and dancing, help them to leap and dance. When their husband, when their wife is rejoicing, help them to rejoice. When their spouse is crying, help them to feel each other, to be on one accord with each other, to really know what's going on with each other. Help them to not just live together and be in the dark, but help them to live together and really see each other, really see each other, really be about each other. It's not about anybody else. It's about each other. Hear me tonight. It's not about nobody else. It's about you and him. It's about you and her. Help them tonight, Lord God. Help them tonight, Lord God. Let your presence be felt within their homes tonight, Lord God. Bring forth deliverance, Lord God, to that marriage, Lord God. Bring forth deliverance to that marriage bed, Lord God, because your word says let the marriage bed be undefiled, Lord God. Therefore, bring forth deliverance to the marriage bed as well, Lord God, touching every area, Lord God. If it's finances, Lord God, that the spouse is holding against the person, Lord God, their husband or their wife, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to get the finances right, Lord God. Their financial issues will not be what destroys their marriage, Lord God. That unforgiveness will not be what destroys their marriage, Lord God. But I come against anything and everything and everybody that may be trying to destroy their marriage. Lord God, I even come against them and their attitude towards their own marriage, Lord God. Help them to get it right before they destroy the good thing that you've given to them. Help them to not destroy their own good thing, God, but touch them and bless them and deliver them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that when the blessing does really come to their house, they can receive it. David couldn't bless his house. He blessed other people's houses, but he couldn't, when it came to his own house, he couldn't bless his house because his wife was out of order. In her mind, David was out of order, but to God, she was out of order. And I ask every wife, by way of Jesus Christ, that you get in order, that you get in order, and that your husband get in order with you, that there may be blessing in your house, that there may not be any lack, any shortage in your house because of what you're not doing, because of what you're not seeing, because of what you're not saying and feeling towards each other, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that love keeps no record of wrong. Therefore, whatever's in your head, whatever's in your heart, you need to let it go because you're not loving your spouse the way that God said to love. If there's anything to be dealt with, the Lord will bring it forth. Deal with it at that time. But if it's just a misunderstanding, some confusion that you can't even prove, let it go. Drop it. Let it fall to the ground so that it will not destroy you on the inside. Micah let that stuff destroy her to the point that she was barren for the rest of her life. She was a woman barren. I don't know if she wanted children or not, but she didn't have any children because the text says that she was barren for the rest of her life. Don't let this cause you to have to deal with a life sentence. Don't let this anger that you have in you, this unforgiveness that you have in you, this bitterness that you have in you, this jealousy, this insecurity that you have in you for whatever reason. Somebody listening under the sound of my voice, do not let it cause you a lifetime sentence. A lifetime sentence of being barren where you want children, being barren where you want a brand new house, you want a brand new car, you want this and you want that, but none of it is producing because of what you're holding in you, what you're holding in you. The Bible says your heart is where your treasure is. If all this stuff is in your heart, there is no treasure. There is no treasure. If hate is in your heart, there is no treasure. Your treasure has been destroyed by the negative things that you're holding on to. Therefore, touch and deliver on tonight, Lord God. Break free on tonight, Lord God, that every couple under the sound of my voice, they will know how to love again on this Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day will be a brand new beginning for them, and it won't just stop on Valentine's Day, God, but let the love increase day by day. Teach them to love each other daily, Lord God. Give every couple under the sound of my voice their daily bread. Give them their daily bread for their marriage. Every day, give them what they need for their marriage that particular day. Because every day, there are new things that they will have to contend with within the marriage. But make them be ready, Lord God. Help them to be ready, Lord God. Help them to seek you above all else, Lord God. Help them to pray without ceasing for each other and not about each other. It's a difference. Praying about each other and praying for each other are two different things, Lord God. So help them to pray for each other, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their union may be strengthened, Lord God, and everything that the enemy is trying to do, help them, Lord God, to see it, confront it, deal with it, Lord God, and communicate like husband and wife. That little petty stuff going on in the text between David and Michal, it could have been dealt with if she just went to her husband and honestly, calmly talked to him. It could have been dealt with if David just communicated with her better and let her know that I am a worshiper. And when I get going. I let it all out. I don't care who's looking. It ain't even about them. I got eyes for you. So it ain't even about them. A little bit of honest conversation and all this little petty stuff could have been dealt with. Therefore, God asks also that you look upon anybody that's holding little petty stuff, little stuff that don't even make sense to nobody else outside of the marriage. Coming in, if I were to look at the marriage, that little petty stuff that they're arguing about holding against each other don't make sense. But to them, it's a big deal. But God, I ask that you help them to release little petty stuff. God, in the name of Jesus, little petty stuff that their spouse been doing for years. That's the only thing they know to do. That's how they know to do it. So they're doing it, God. So let them release all of that little petty stuff that they may honestly begin to talk to each other, communicate with each other, and be real with each other. In the name of Jesus, that Valentine's Day would not be about candy and flowers and all that sweet stuff, but it would be about getting real, getting delivered, getting restored, getting back to their place in their marriage where they need to be, getting back to that honeymoon stage, Lord God, where they used to be. That love is really love, and love does not come with any hidden agendas. Anything that they're holding in their heart and they're holding it, thinking that they're going to get something out of holding it, Lord God, release all that junk. We put it on the altar tonight. If you got issues with your spouse and you know you got issues with your spouse, I ask that you receive this prayer because you need it. Receive this prayer and ask God every day, little bit by little bit, help me let it go. Help me let it go. Help me let it go. Stop fashioning your marriage by other people, judging your marriage based on other people, judging your husband based on other people, judging your wife based on other people. She is who she is. He is who he is. And a lot of you knew who he was when you married him. You knew who she was when you married her. It is what it is. But help God. Help yourself by asking God to help you to deal with that person. Love them where they are. If you love them where they are, come out from where they are. But they have to see you loving them unconditionally, treating them the way that God wants you to treat them. And I decree and declare that every foundation of evil, every foundation of mistrust, every foundation of misunderstanding be broken over that marriage in the name of Jesus. Treat each other. Love each other the way that you should, and God will be pleased, and he will work within your marriage. I decree this and declare this in the name of Jesus. If you needed that prayer tonight for your marriage, somebody say, just only say, amen. Amen, amen, to God be the glory. Now, which is our custom on Faith on the Line, if there's anybody on the phone lines in need of prayer about something other than your marriage, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. For those that don't know, I am Prophetess Stacy. I was your host for tonight, the regular host, Prophetess Pate. We'll be back next week. Thank you, Prophetess Pate, for this opportunity to come on and pray what the Lord put in my spirit. I appreciate it. So if there's anybody, any newbies, as Prophetess Pate would say, any newbies, welcome to Faith on the Line. If you have a prayer request other than what was just prayed, press 1 on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you all tonight. While I'm waiting, let me give you one announcement. Be sure to join me on Prolific Fire Monday night. It's coming up Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific by calling the number that many of you called tonight, 3782. 347-426-3782. The message for that night will be, why are you avoiding me? And I really feel in my spirit there will be a message that many people can connect with. Somebody's avoiding you, and you know that they're avoiding you, but you don't know why. So the question is, why are you avoiding me? Be sure to tune in for that on Monday night with me. To God be the glory.
Going once, one last time. Is there anybody on the phone line tonight via Blog Talk Radio in need of prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on tonight. On behalf of myself and Prophet Spade, we thank you so much. And we hope that you will call in to Faith on the Line again and join me on Monday night as well. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, as I always say, there's always room for prayer. But there are no live prayer requests on tonight. Everybody, until Monday, be blessed. Good night.